Blog Talk Radio.
Hi and welcome. This is Kate Burke and this is episode 2, November 10th or 11th, depending on where you are in the world. This episode is titled Pampering, Pleasantness, Perfectness, Self-Awareness, and Self-Love. And this is the second episode in the series, which is focused on wisdom and self-love, self-care around the body itself. So as soon as we hear the word perfectness, it's kind of like, yikes. But what that is pointing to is maybe that which has been labeled imperfect is loving what is imperfect, leave the body, and that's perfect. But allow yourself to discover. This is about the inner discovery rather than the external telling, and the beauty of that is it's your own inner truth. It doesn't depend on what's going on in the external environment. This is standing in your own wisdom and allowing yourself to discover and come from that, which you already are. So it was reminded this week from a couple of teachers, one of the teachers which I've worked with, which has allowed me to focus on one of the resources here, the Sedona Method. I actually came across the Sedona Method, the Emotional Releasing Method, from a man named Jack Canfield at one of his self-esteem seminars that was introduced there. So I was reminded from Jack Canfield by this, but also another man which I tuned into this week, a really great leader in terms of transformation, spiritual awakening, however you want to put it, Deepak Chopra. And it was that you take you wherever you go. For example, I take this body mind to a work environment, I take it to a social situation, I'll take it on a date, I'll take it to a fitness center, I'll take it traveling, I'm going to take it to all sorts of different environments. So really this is about, well, what is this body mind and how can I really tune into the expanded potential and awareness that it truly is, because it's going to be going with me wherever I go. And so if I can enhance what it already is and really dig down deeper and investigate who and what I really am, not only is that going to serve the self as such, but it will allow then for that to serve anybody else in the world even better. So this word that we presented here, pampering, pleasantness, perfectness, self-awareness, self-love, they're coming from a higher functioning, and that's what we're aiming to do. So we're going to tune into a real live exercise, a practical exercise, if you want to call it that, which will allow you to discover and experience that internal investigation. But there will be a couple of things just quickly which can help just in terms of doing this. That can enhance that self-care, self-love, wisdom, whatever. So that's basically where we're coming from. These episodes are 30 minutes basically. And as I said, just for November, we're focusing on this self-love and the body in particular. A general reminder that the Sedona Method, which is the exercise that's going to be focused on here, or myself, I don't treat, diagnose, cure, or advise on any medical or psychological condition. Having said that, there have been documented some really profound gains in that area. However, that's what it is. So the Sedona Method itself, for those that are new to it, I suggest that you look up some of these past episodes if you wish, which will allow a greater exploration around that. But just quickly, it is basically the how to enhance your natural ability or reawaken that natural ability to release feelings which you were born with. Obviously, that's going to be very beneficial if you can tune into that. In my experience, it is really profound. No matter what's going on around, good or bad, you can still tune into what's beyond that. So one of the things, coming back to when I was first introduced to that, Jack Canfield, he is the man who has seminars called Breakthrough to Success and responsible for the Chasing for the Soul books, which are real-life true stories. Highly recommended. They're inspirational. He suggested that one of his other areas of work is the success principles, some strategies that can help enhance that inner being as such. And how does that relate to what we're doing here? Well, this week I was reminded of one of the principles, and it was what's called the hour of power. Now, what that's relating to is 20 minutes of the inner work, such as meditation, and what we're going to do here is releasing. So that's how this relates to that 20 minutes. Maybe if you're open to it, you can tune into one of these 30-minute radio pieces. You can write out the release if you wish, which I'll go through shortly, or you can re-listen to it. Or you can hop on over to Sedona.com, which is the main website, and I'll, if you look at the introduction here, my website is there too. There's lots of free releases there too. So that 20 minutes of meditation, releasing, any inner work that you can do that brings forth that clear peace. 20 minutes of reading, but I would also add in there, the reading is about uplifting, inspiring, motivational type things. Now with the internet and YouTube videos, there's lots of teachers live or recorded live, 20 minutes or even more, TED Talks, so on. You can tune into any video for that 20 minutes and 20 minutes of exercise. So that was presented as 1 hour of power. Now, here's another extension from that. These are suggestions. They're not shoulda, woulda, coulda, or hang on, what's the opposite of that? Can, will, and shall. when a releasing is applied, just allow yourself to feel into the fact that you may naturally be doing that and wanting to do that, or naturally allowing that to happen. So extending from that is another, I might call this an hour of peacefulness, pleasantness, pampering, or perfectness. So it's 20 minutes of spending, say, on a nutrition, making a nutritious drink or nutritious recipe, whether that means you go out to a shop and or buy it on the way home, whatever, but it's 20 minutes of focused either organic fresh food, juice, or recipe that you're going to eat for that day, whatever meal it is. 20 minutes of some sort of project or maybe even a hobby that you'd like to be doing to put out into the world that comes from that self-love that you truly are, or that peacefulness, that serenity, that very top emotion that humankind can function from. Internet is a great avenue for that, but it could be anything such as calling up a friend. Just putting that emotion out into the world and naturally doing that. And so the last 20 minutes is how you apply this stuff. Now, naturally, you may resonate with this, as said, but that could be 20 minutes of just sitting back watching sunset, or watching the sun come up, or watching the moon reflection on the water, or watching the moon arise itself. It could be 20 minutes of taking a jacuzzi, 20 minutes of just listening to your favorite relaxing music, So that's 20 minutes of pleasantness with the body mind. So it could be something to do with nutrition, the food or drink recipes. 20 minutes of putting that feeling out into the world, whether, I don't know, something on Facebook or, as I said, call the friend. You go out there and see what you can do in terms of paying that emotion forward, I don't know, open a door, whatever it is. But it doesn't have to be forced. Just allow that to come forth. And these are just suggestions. It doesn't have to be like homework or whatever. And then 20 minutes is really what we're applying here, as well as the releasing. That transfers over to something that's practically done in terms of pampering. Just taking 20 minutes time out, as well as doing the permanent inner work of the meditation or the releasing, you're then going to apply it to, well, even a relaxing bath before you go to bed, relaxing music, whatever it is. And it's a good idea if you can make that free as well. But either way, that's up to you. Okay, so let's take a look at a practical exercise. We're going to reawaken that natural skill of releasing feelings that's already within us. And as I said to begin with, this is a focus on self-love, self-care, and the body. So I'm not going to focus too much on that. Can also relate to, say, sensations of pain, but I'm going to just leave that for now, and I'm going to focus on the area of self-esteem, self-confidence. So there's lots of things out there in terms of even in media, maybe things, whatever it is, which tune into external approval. And sometimes you can buy into that or not. Either way, that's external control. That's like you handing your wisdom over to the external when really it's already within. And that's all very well to say. There's a lot of stuff out there. And we all, everybody likes to be approved of, the feeling of belonging or one with, whatever. So if we can be at peace no matter what's going on, approval or disapproval, and obviously we're not going to remain in harm's way, that's not what this is saying, but it is saying stand in your own wisdom and reveal that even more. Because sometimes the external is about the perception from where that's coming from, not really about where you're coming from. So if you just allow yourself, just for the purpose of this release, in the first episode we did last week, it was quite an advanced release that tuned into three different areas of allowing them to be and then freeing that up. This one is going to be a little more, just a little easier, quite a basic one. But if you have been tuned into this radio show, you will be quite knowledgeable around the area of releasing. And hopefully you've ventured over to some of the free calls that have been going on. Also notice in the introduction, there is one on the 16th of November, which the link is there. If you'd like to join in, you're more than welcome. All right, so just for this exercise, we're a reminder, focusing on the body and freeing up our feelings around that, approval, disapproval, control, motive. So you might want to tune in to how you feel about the body, say, when you take it to the gym, so an exercise area, take it to a swimming pool, could be something, a yoga class, Pilates, you might be going on a date, could be a function where you have to get up and all the focus is on you and it feels as though, oh my God, I don't look right, stand right, feel right. So anything at all. And so let's just work from there and just notice, can you allow yourself to notice what is an issue you'd like to feel free on around the body, or what's an issue that's holding your attention in this moment. Now, that could be in the last 24 hours. It could be even before that, a week before. It could be to do with a situation, person, place, or thing. So if you just allow yourself to just get comfortable and focus on any of those situations of the last 24 hours, see if you can tune into anything you'd like to feel free on around the body. Something that seems to be arising, something pulling at your attention that you'd like to feel free on around the body. And now, can you notice how that feels? So we're just tuning into the feeling. If you have to put the feeling in a sentence, that's okay. Another way we could call that, it's what is the now feeling? So how do you feel about that right now? And can you allow yourself to notice that feeling? Can you allow that feeling to really be here? And as you do that, can you also just allow yourself to relax and open and soften as best you can? Now the next question, I'll just explain some of this. The next round we'll just go straight through it. The next question is, if you don't focus on what was past, because the thing that we've brought up and recalled is in the past, it's actually a memory, it's something that happened yesterday, or maybe it's something that could happen tomorrow. But for the benefit of this question, we're going to call that, if you don't focus on what was past, what was done, and if you don't focus on the body, just allow yourself to tune into that. Can you allow yourself to not focus on what was, and not focus on the body as best you can? Can you actually find the one who owns that feeling or issue? Now when you do this, when you check, really check, if you can, you may now be going, oh, what is that? That's thinking. Can you now notice from the heart, like the heart of the matter, deeper, take it deeper, notice from the heart. Can you actually find the one who owns that feeling or issue? That's one question. If you're having trouble with this, or you're not having trouble with it, if you can just allow yourself to have an open mind, open heart, and just notice what's arising and be with that as best you can. Now the next question is, can you allow yourself to rest at that? Now whatever's here, can you just allow yourself to basically rest at whatever's here at that? Right, so that's one round of questions, and you can go through that. Usually it's up to 9 rounds, but just allow yourself to notice how you feel. It is good to see if you can come to a place of serenity, at peace with what is, clear beyond. But I don't want to tell you what to feel. Just allow yourself to discover how that is for you. In my experience, when I work through the questions, it dissolves and dissolves and dissolves, and it opens, and it appears to be even like greater expansion, exquisiteness, and so on. All right, so what's an issue you'd like to feel freedom on around the body? Or what's an issue holding your attention around the body in the last 24 hours, the last week, or even before that? And how do you feel about that in this moment? What is your now feeling about that? And can you notice and allow that feeling to be here? And just relax and open and soften as best you can around that. And if you don't focus on what was past, and you don't focus on the body, can you actually find the one who owns that feeling or issue? And can you simply allow yourself to rest at that? And so what's here now about the issue? You can tune into what feeling is here now. Just the feeling. And can you allow that feeling to be here? And as best you can you just simply relax, open and soften? And if you don't focus on what was past or the body, can you actually find the one who owns that feeling or issue? And can you allow yourself to rest at that? And just a reminder, if the answer is yes, can you just allow that to be enough? The reason being is that sometimes the resistance is causing the angst. We're just allowing that to be as best you can, even sometimes when we say a no or a yes, you can allow it to release, because sometimes we're resisting saying that. So when we allow that truth to come forth, there's actually a relaxation that occurs. So let's just do one more round of that. So can you tune in to what's here now about the issue? What feeling is here now about that issue in the body and wanting to be freer? Feeling freer around that. And can you simply allow yourself to feel into that feeling? Allow it to be here as best you can. And if you don't focus on what was past, what's already done, or the body, can you actually find the one who owns that feeling or issue? And can you allow yourself to rest at that? Now, I would continue on with, as I said, up to 9 rounds of that if you wish. If it feels like it's not clear, then allow yourself to experiment with that as best you can. See how that feeling, if it feels more at ease, you might notice by even now, as to the very first round, it feels a little more at ease, or it could have brought up even more, which is actually a good thing, because then we can still free that up. So let's go on to one more exercise. And this is the one that just basically welcomes both. It welcomes the feeling we don't want to feel, and it welcomes the one that we do want to feel. And then if we can, it even welcomes that which even loves both, which takes it even deeper. So the two questions are this. Then we just alternate back and forth with that. So the question is, could I allow myself to dislike the body? Now, it could be a body part as much as I do. So if you just tune into if there's any remaining feeling around that issue that we started with there and bring that to here, if it's a feeling of dislike. Now, if it's a different feeling, if it's that what people term negative or a lesser emotion that's not wanted to be felt, please use your own word there. Like, it could be uncomfortable. Could I allow myself to be uncomfortable with the body as much as I do? And the other question I'm going to ask, could I allow myself to love the body as best I can? So if you're using uncomfortable and comfortable, please go ahead and apply that, but I'm going to use the words dislike and love. So it'll go like this. Could I allow myself to dislike the body as much as I do? And basically that's asking you to notice that dislike as best you can, allow it to be here. And I'll just pause and allow that to be. And then, could I allow myself to love the body as best I can? Now, I can also use the word you here, it doesn't matter. Basically, that's saying, could you just give the body a little love just for now? Could I allow myself to dislike the body as much as I do? Could I allow myself to love the body as best I can? Could I allow myself to dislike the body as much as I do? Could I allow myself to love the body as best I can? Could I allow myself to dislike the body as much as I do? Could I allow myself to love the body as best I can? Could I allow myself to dislike the body? Could I allow myself to love the body? Could I allow myself to dislike the body? Could I allow myself to love the body? And could you allow any dislike to dissolve into love? And could you allow love to dissolve into any dislike? And could you allow any dislike to dissolve into love? And any love to dissolve into dislike. And could you simply welcome the love that already is? And could you just allow that love to be enough? Right here, right now. Okay, that's it for now. That's a simple little exercise that you can do at any time. And as stated before, if you can spend 20 minutes minimum daily, even in the evening or morning, that will really be enhancing that natural ability that you already have. And just know that within you at any time is quite a profound, unlimited nature. But allow yourself to discover that as best you can. You don't have to take my word for it. remind our please read the introduction for the further information from this episode. And that's it for now. Bye.